Well, Pastor Roberts, you talk loud and fast. Well, when I listened to Hillary Clinton on her stump speeches, Barack Obama, John McCain, they talk like this. They get the crowd riled up. They don't talk in some kind of little soft powder puff voice. Oh, Clinton, she be raising her voice. Oh, Barack, he gets up there. We're ready for change. We're going to change. Yeah, they're going to change from hellish to hellish. Yeah. There ain't no change. This damn nation is going to be damned, brothers and sisters. You're raising hell with that word. Jeremiah Wright, he said that the rich men run America. They run the world. They're wicked men. He said, we're praying, God bless America. We ought to pray, God damn America. God damn it, their God is going to be damned with America. The God of America is going to be damned, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. But Pastor Roberts, the words must be conveyed in the most smoothing way. No, yeah, he means what he says. He's going to damn the wicked. He's going to consume them with an everlasting fire. That is something you don't speak. You don't speak to the people in this little monotone voice to get them ready for that. Hallelujah. No coach in football is going to go in their basketball and talk in this little docile voice saying, I want you all to go out there and play. He doesn't come in there like that. He may come in there growling like a wolf. See, pump it up, boys. We ready to play ball. That's how they do it. Brothers out there, we playing basketball. We don't say, well, come on, brother Dale, Deacon Benny. He misses that. Come on, Pete. Come on, man. You missed that. Come on, that was a chippy. That's how you talk. Hallelujah. For his voice was like the voice of the mighty thunders. Hallelujah. We must hear, brothers and sisters. This is what this whore has done. She has tried to wax our ears where we cannot hear. Well, we must hear what y'all saying. We must hear. He said, God, I got something against you. Come on. Don't you want to know if he got something against us? Come on, brothers and sisters. Do you want him to say it in a way you can't hear it? I want them to cry loud from the mountaintop. I don't care if the world hears it. I want to know where I'm going wrong, y'all. I'm not ashamed of this message of Yahshua, for it is the power of Yahweh to deliver me from the shackles of sin. Unto the Yah, dim unto Israel, unto those that believe, I want to hear what Yah says. I want him to cry loud. He tells us to do that. Cry loud and spare not. I don't want to cry aloud. I want to talk in a docile way. I do. But I must cry aloud. We must understand the urgency. They're raising hell up there in Charlotte because those that are near this transit system, the little trolley they have there, that's all they have. That the folks are raising hell saying that the horn is too loud. So they change it from a horn to a bell. Now that, if that is not ignorant, it is dismal. When that big train gets a rolling down the truck, and it's amazing that a train, listen to me, a train, do you all hear me? A train can go 135 miles on 1 gallon of gas. It is just once they get up the force, she rolls. 135 miles on 1 gallon of gas. That's saying something, man. That's saying something. And so when the train comes to those railroad crossings, it doesn't go bing, bing, bing. You can hear it a mile away. She roars. You can hear the horn. Whop! You can hear it. The tractor trailer doesn't have a little horn like the vehicle, does it? And the smaller the car gets, the sound, beep, 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 beep. You get something big, it goes, whop. I think when we were in Miami, someone had, I said, what is that? It was a horn like a, like a train. What was that, Brother Dale? It was something loud. That, yes, sir. And you don't, whoa. You want to make sure you're in the right lane. That's what that did. So Yah wants us to cry loud. So I'm going to speak loud, all right? Hallelujah. This is what happened. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 18:20. Yah says to Moshe, and you shall teach, you shall zachar. That is to admonish. You are to warn them. That's what teaching is. It is a warning. It is a reproof. It is an instruction. It is an enlightening to be cautious. He said, you must zahar them, statutes and Torah, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the mitzvah of the work they must do. Now this Isabel doesn't show the people the way they must walk. It doesn't show the people the way they must walk in and the works we must do. That is what the Torah teaches us. It shows us how to walk. It shows us wherein we must walk and the way that we must go and we must be taught. And the Torah cautions us. It teaches us. It teaches us. It instructs us. It admonishes us. It reproves us. It rebukes us. But this Jezebel doesn't. Does she? No, she doesn't. You can come in any kind of way. It makes no difference. You can do whatever you want to. Just bring the money, honey. I don't want the money. I will not take the money of harlotry. I have burned money up. And the reason why? When one is operating in the spirit of harlotry and witchcraft, I don't want it. I don't want to incorporate in Yah's offering. I will not do that. Because it is an abominable thing. And if I incorporate it in Yah's offering, I'm not depending on Yahweh for the words here. Then I'm depending on the Deacon Honeycutt. I'm depending on Elder Martin. No, I have burned it literally up. Because I will not receive the price of harlotry in the house of Yah. There are those that say, I will send you an offering. No, we don't need an offering. We're all right. Hallelujah. We're all right. We're going to be all right. Yah provide food and raiment. Be contented. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I got food. And I certainly got enough pair of shoes. And clothing. And Sister Roberts, never make me another stitch. I have enough. Be contented. Be satisfied with Yah and Him alone. But because this teaching, and they all call themselves teachers, don't they? But yet He told Moshe, He said, and you shall teach them statutes and Torah. Is that not what it says? These men are not teaching that. They're teaching them the very ordinance of Baal. They're prophesying by the belly of this whore. That's what they're doing. They're prophesying riches and great wealth. But Yah said, the wealth is you teach them the statutes and the Torah and show them the way wherein they must walk and the work they must do. You must be shown that. You never gone on a job and they don't show you what they want done. They got a process, they train you on it, do they not? There's a certain way you have to come to work. They tell you you have to have steel-toed shoes. You got to wear them. They tell you, I want you dressed a certain way. You got to dress a certain way. So we must be taught. That's what the statutes of Yah are for. They teach us how to dress. Teach us how to come before Him. Teach us how to walk in the purity and the cleanliness of Almighty Yah. We must be taught that. But this Jezebel doesn't teach no one that. He teaches them to walk filthy before Yah. Teach them to do what they want to do. It's all right to be a part of the pagan lies. So she seduced the people of Yah. She brought them under the power of darkness. But Yah's always going to raise up one that will stand against the power of this Jezebel. And I want to show you the one here in 2 Melikim. 2 Kings 9:22. Hallelujah. Yoram and hallelujah. 2 Melikim. Chapter 9, verse 2. He had raised up one by the name of Jehu. He prepared him a warrior. Hallelujah, from his loins. And there were those, Yoram and Ahaziah. And they did not have the truth of Yah in them. And it says in verse 22, and it came to pass. You see, they thought they could appease Jehu with their words. Came to pass when Yoram saw Jehu. He said, Shalom, peace. Listen to this carefully. He said, Shalom, Jehu. And Jehu answered him and said, what? Shalom. So long as the Horam, the Zanun of your Ima, your Ima, Isabel, and her witchcraft are so many. He said, what shalom? How can I receive that from you when you are the birth of this Jezebel? We let them speak. I don't want to hear them speak ni shalom. Hallelujah. They have not the shalom of Yah. He hath the strength of God. He said, what shalom? You have no shalom to offer. As long as the whoredom of Isabel and her witchcraft, you deceive the people. You turn them away from obeying the truth. And that's what the witchcraft of Jezebel does. They're foolish people. They turn to witchcraft instead of hearing Yah. And when they turn to witchcraft, they cannot obey the truth. Well, I don't see why you have to call his name. What you call Shaitan? They get in these whole houses, devil, I rebuke you, Satan. Do they not call him by name? We go call him by his name, Shaitan. That was a song that we used to sing back then. Shaitan, we're going to bring your kingdom down. He's looking at these fruit heads and he laughs. He laughs. Yahweh is going to bring that down. He give us power to tread on it. He's going to bring that down. Hallelujah. You've been building your kingdom all over this world, devil, Shaitan. And they would sing that thing, would they not? Come on, brothers and sisters. And they want you to know when they were calling his name Shaitan. And so the value of the one that created him, his name is not a value. That is foolish to me. It is almost like a childbirth. And yet she says to her mother and her Ima and her Avata, your names are not valuable to me. And when she hears the name of Charles or Wendy, she knows that stimulates something in her. So we hear the name of Yah, it stimulates the power of Yahshua in us. It calls what he has written in us to come alive by the witness that he has sent his son, Yahshua. It cannot be no other way, brothers and sisters. This whore has darkened the minds of the generation to turn them away from Yah. In Israel, there were strangers and proselytes that went into Jerusalem on the Shabbat, even though they were not worshippers of Yah, and they went in for observation to understand what clarity the meaning of this one that had delivered the house of Israel out of Mizraim. And yet when they saw the mighty hand of Yah, that their whole presence were changed, that they were brought into the house of Israel, being Israel, converted, and change. Hallelujah. And so his name, his statutes, his ordinance, they're vitally important. There's that one parent or parents that have raised or has raised a child or children. Do not ordain statutes and limitations and ordinance and laws in the house. If you don't, you're going to have a beast. You're going to have a wild beast. And this whore we call the church, it is a wild beast. You got to get that out of your brothers and sisters. Her ways, her mannerism, her actions, her thoughts, her lords, her deities. You must. Hallelujah. This information can be found by anyone. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Yehu said, as long as you have the whoredom of your mama, Isabel, and the witchcraft, it is so much of it. As long as you have that, there will never be shalom. You will never have shalom. And your ram turned his hand and he ran. And he ran and said to Ahaziah, there is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Yehu drew a bow with his full strength. And he smote Yehoram between his arm, and the arrow went through his lever and it stuck in the chariot. He destroyed both of them, Yoram and Ahaziah. He killed them because this is the spirit of this whore. One represented the spirit of whoredom and one represented the spirit of witchcraft. One represented the spirit of whoredom and one represented the spirit of witchcraft. And these are the main components of this Jezebel. She has men that are full of witchcraft and whoredom, and they ordain the women to perpetuate the spirit of witchcraft and to seduce and to draw men under. It's amazing that when a man sit there and listen to a woman, he's not just listening to her, but he's actually being seduced by her. Being seduced by, he's looking at her physical anatomy and all that. I'm telling you the truth, brothers and sisters. And the way some of these dogs dress these whores. You got these weak men that they got 4 or 5 daughters, and they all are preachers, and they all run a certain aspect of the whole house. That's the truth. There's one down there in Texas. I can't think of the name of it. He's one of what they call the fastest growing ministry. It is his wife, his 2 daughters, and you ought to see them heifers calling themselves commanding and demanding the people, and a little weak son-in-law. I've listened to them. I've heard them. And they command. Do you understand? It is not of Yah. It is not birth of Yah. And that's what this whore has done. That's why the customs are strange. These are strange customs that will transpire tomorrow. You can't hold on to any of that. You can't go to the damnable restaurants whereby even the owners and those that the Easter discount and all of that is wrong. The Mother's Day celebration. Come on, putting that above. Yeah, you will have more people call their mothers. There's more money spent on flowers and candies on that day than they will give even unto Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. It is pagan. The customs are strange, and they all have to do with idolatry and satanic worship. It has nothing to do with the wisdom of Torah. He told Moshe what to teach them, statutes and Torah, understanding. There is no shalom to a nation like this nation or people that is led by the spirit of witchcraft and whoredom. There's no shalom, period. When that witchcraft spirit is in, and when that spirit of Isabel, you will hear them, they're going to call on the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is great. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is my hope. It cannot be Yeshua is the Tigvah, the hope of Israel. Not the Lord. Not the Lord. It is Yeshua. He wants to hear his name. He don't want to hear some false representation of his name. It's amazing because even in the world when those win their quote prize awards, we're now presenting the Nobel Peace Prize into physics. Jeniska Zubovinsky. You know, one may have to practice for weeks to understand that name. Jeniska Zubovinsky. And then once he hears that name, it causes something to rise in him. Sure, the so it is with the Abba. When he hears us call upon his name, he rises to the occasion. Hallelujah. That's what it does. He rises to the occasion. When that name Yeshua is called upon, it caused the light of Yah to fill us, brothers and sisters. The enemy, come on, listen to me, my brothers and sisters, hear me. If the enemy, Shaitan, was that subtle and slick, that he called a third of the kingdom of Hashemayim to fall with him. If he saw this Adam and this Shavah from the bosom of Adam, seeing the handiwork of Yah, and he was so subtle that he calls her to sin and the man sinned. Come on. You think he's not going to use the same kinds of elements today, brothers and sisters? That's what he's doing with this thing we call the church. That's what he is doing. That's what he is doing. That's what he's doing with this thing we call the Holy Ghost. That's what he is doing. We have the Ruach, the life of Yah. That's what we have. If you don't understand what the Holy Ghost is, read that book I wrote, that little booklet, Yahweh and the Gospel of the Scripture. It's in there. You will see where the word came from. It came from the Sanskrit language of Hinduism, the word God. It's all from that. It has nothing to do with Yah. The English vernacular is a language that is based upon all languages. It has taken and stolen and robbed from every language to fit in a place that they associate this with, or the thought or the identity of something with something of another language that it represents. So that's why they use the name Jesus. They can say what they want to men in what we call the KJV, because they didn't have the ability to translate. They wanted to put it in a way that it would be understood by the carnal mind instead of the spiritual mind. And yet they put the name of the Abba in the 1611. His name, Yahweh's name, is in the 1611. It's there. It's that they know that we're ignorant and we will not search it out and say, what is this here for? 12 Shalishiams, 12 tribes of Israel, and right in the center of all of that is the name of Yahweh. It's there. And they knew that we would not search it out. The enemy, Shatan was the most subtle creature in the garden, wasn't he? You think he's not subtle now? He's still subtle. You walk up on a snake. Have you ever walked up on a snake and didn't even know you walked up on it? I remember one year, walking across over here. And of course, there's a big snake. It was about that big. And I walked right up on the snake. And I guarantee you, I jumped that high. I know I jumped that high. When I saw that, all I did, whoa! I guess that frightened off. But I know I jumped that high. Nuh-uh. Don't want to mess with that. And so you walk right up on a snake. You don't even know you're a snake. And that's the way he is. So the subtlety of this teaching of this is there because it's a witchcraft spirit. And it overtakes you. It causes you. Now what the spirit does, it causes you not to obey the Torah. That's what it does. That's what Isabel does. Sisters, I tell all of you, anytime that your power over your husband is that persuasive where he doesn't obey the Torah, that is Isabel. Where he defies the Torah to satisfy you, that's Isabel. That's the spirit of Isabel. Period. When he removed himself from the head of the one that is his head, from Yahshua, what he commanded him to do, and you cause him to move from that, that's the spirit of Isabel. That's not of Yah. That's a damnable, wicked spirit. And what it does, it brings about a witchcraft spirit in your home. And then you find that everyone's operating in that. Come on, a virtuous woman. She teaches her children. Her houses look well till she rise up early. She looks after the daughters, the sons. That's what she does. Hallelujah. Oh, there will be someone that will write me and say, Pastor Roberts, I bless you for that. I needed that. You may not need it, but someone needs this. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you're going to have to have the strength of Yahshua to overcome. You're not overcoming without the strength of Yahshua. And I'm telling you that. You're not. Hallelujah. He says, as long as you have the spirit of whoredom and the spirit of witchcraft, he said, there is no shalom, none whatsoever. And you will know that when this spirit is permeated among the people of Yah and any nation of people, this is what it will produce. It says in Hosea, Hosea chapter 4, verse 12. Yahweh says, my people ask counsel of their stock, and their staff declare to them, for the Ruah of whoredom has caused them to go astray. That is what whoredom does. It causes you to go astray from the Torah. When a spirit of whoredom is among you, you will go astray from the Torah. He said they have gone astray, and they have gone a whoring from under Yahweh their Abba. It caused you to turn away from the Torah. Is that not what this Jezebel calls us to do? Is it not what it calls us to do to go astray? It did. We went astray from the Torah of Yah. We went astray from the statutes and the disciplines of Yah. We went a whoring away from Yahweh. And that's what this whore caused the multitude of the people to do. To go whoring away from under the brit, the covenant of Almighty Yah. And they began to raise up stock, wood buildings and blocks and buildings. The Baptist whole house. The Methodist whole house. The AME Zion whole house. The black whole house. The white whole house. The Jewish whole house. The Greek whole house. The faggot whole house. That's what they raise up. That's what they raise up. And they began to worship their traditions and their constitution. Has nothing to do with the Torah of Yah. Has nothing to do with the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what has happened, whether we concur with it, whether we accept it or not. That is the reality of what has happened. They've gone a whoring away from Yah. And when you go astray, you will go a whoring away from Yah.
And you will go looking for whores just like you. And you want someone to say shalom to you. Yehu says as long as you got that whoredom in you, there is no shalom here. As long as you under that witchcraft spirit, you can forget some shalom here. So the first thing you do, you go looking for those that you go and say shalom to. And see if they got the same kind of spirit you have, that you may have shalom with them. And that's why the Baptist whole house can invite the Methodist whole house. The Pentecostal whole house can invite the Baptist house. Because there's whoredom and there is witchcraft. And as long as the spirit of whoredom and witchcraft is there, there's no shalom of Yah. Yah is not comforting that people. He is not going to comfort you. There's no comforting from Yahweh. As long as there's whoredom and as long as there's witchcraft in the midst, there's no comforting of Yah. You go astray from Yahweh. You go whoring away. You're looking for some other kind of emotion or feel. And Yah, there is only one thing He's going to give us is truth. And He's going to break down all the emotionalism. Oh, we will rejoice in Him. And all our actions will be in Yahshua. But He's going to break down this trivia mess among Israel. That we may be sincere and our hearts pure. You're not going to alter His truth because of your feelings and your emotions. And that's what we have done, brothers and sisters. Because we have learned this from this Jezebel. We have taken her traits. And we have incorporated them in the ways of Yah. And it's not going to work. And that's why there's so much among us. Folly and foolishness. Sickness and death. Separation from Yah. Because we learned the way of the whole world. We must learn the way of the virtuous daughter to Zion. We look well to the house of Yah. Much as we have opportunity to do tov unto all men. But especially the house of Yisrael. You look after them. That's Mama. Mama's not Yisrael. You do right by her, but you do especially unto Yisrael. Hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way Yah commands. Look at the 5th chapter of the same book. And that's why people say they know Yah, they don't know Yah. It says in Hosea 5:4, Yahweh said they will not change their doings to turn to Yahweh the Abba. For the Ruach of Horem is in the midst of them, and they have known Yahweh. They have not. You cannot know Yahweh, brothers and sisters. When that spirit is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. When you go astray from the Torah, there's a spirit of Horem in the midst. You don't know Yahweh. That's what it says. They will not change their doing. They will not turn to the Shabbat. They will continue on the Sunday. They will continue to exalt Baal. They will not call upon Yah. They will not turn from their doings to turn to Yahweh the Abba. For the Ruach or the life of Horem is in the midst of them. The spirit of Horem. Idolatry. Adulterous practice. In the midst of them. And they have not. They have not known Yahweh. They have not known Yahweh. And when that spirit is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. You don't know Yahweh. When the spirit of whoredom is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. What is whoredom? Well, Yahweh is our first love, isn't He? Come on, He first loved us, did He not? Is not that reciprocal unto Him that He commands us to love Him with all? So if Yahweh is our first love, how can we abandon that love and go away from Him and give ourselves over unto another lover? And that's what Israel has done. They've given themselves over unto the church. The doctrines of the church. And not the statutes that Yah told Moshe to teach them, the statutes of the Torah and show them how to walk. They've gone to the way of the church. And so they want the church to show them. They want the church to teach them. And there's nothing but the spirit of whoredom in the midst of what we call the church. And they don't know Yah. You will see that tomorrow on the pagan celebrations. The most vilest creatures will be in these whole houses tomorrow. The most reputed wicked men will come. And they're coming to see what they can get. They're coming lusting.
and every kind of deplorable, wicked spirit you can imagine will go through those doors of the whole houses on tomorrow. Isn't that what a whole house is? In a brothel, I don't care whether they're dirty or nasty or wicked men, they go in there and they come from all extremes. They do. They come from every echelon. They do. And they enter those houses because in those houses, nothing but filthy, vile, unclean spirits. And they will go tomorrow, everyone, I don't care who it is. They are out. I wonder why traffic was so heavy one day, Thursday. I say, what in the world is this? And it dawned on me, I didn't know this pagan festivity was coming up tomorrow. I didn't know it. I really did not know. And it dawned on me what it was. They're out buying their shoes and their clothing. You got to have a little old and a little new on. It's all steeped in pagan rituals. It is not of Yahweh. We cannot learn from this whore. For she produces whoredom and witchcraft. And that spirit of witchcraft will turn one away from Yah. That's what it will do. That's why Yah, listen to me, brothers and sisters. That's why he had to bring judgment upon Nineveh. It says here in Nahum 3 and 4. Nahum. It says, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot. And this thing we call the church is a well-favored whore, isn't she? She is a well-favored whore. That's what she is. She's a well-favored harlot. And there is no nation that spouses more whorehouses than this nation. This nation. No other nation, brothers and sisters. She's a well-favored harlot. What is a harlot? You call it what you want to. She sells herself to the highest bidder. She, because of the multitudes of whoredom, that's why Yehu says, your whoredom, you're not going to bring that in the midst of the kingdoms that I am ruling, the northern tribes, you're not going to bring that here. He said, I'm going to kill you, you dogs. And he smote them. Sure he did. Because of the multitude of whoredoms and of the well-favored harlot, and the mistress, the Baha of witchcraft that sells nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. You see what your family been sold unto? Are we not a Kadosh nation? A royal priesthood? So the church sell nations through her witchcraft spirit. She goes in and she binds the people. Look at the nations whereby this Christianity missionary work has been done. They're worse off than what they were before they ever came. Death and greed and lust and every kind of vile thing it is. Look at these men that spouse this doctrine today of Baal. Get rich. Baal wants you to be rich. It is not of Yah, brothers and sisters. That is of Baal. It is of the Phoenicians, God. It is not of Yahweh. And they spread this vile, venomous lie. We cannot hold fast to that. Yah wants us to buy the truth. He wants us to buy instructions, discipline, knowledge, and understanding. That's what he wants us to buy. And you don't sell it. He doesn't want you to buy a Cadillac. Hallelujah. That's not going to save you. Hallelujah. If anything, whoa, that will help you. This well-favored mistress, she has sold the nation through witchcraft. Kashef. That's what she has done through this sorcery and this necromancing and through the power of hell. And that's what the church does. The word church, even the spirit that it opens up. When Eve began to listen to Shaitan, did it open up a spirit unto her? It did that. That's what the church does. It opens up the spirit of witchcraft and whoredom and sorcery and necromancing and soothsaying. That's what it does. Whether you believe that or not, it opens that up, brothers and sisters. We have all been ignorant, and I am the chiefest of the ignorant ones.
But now Yah brings us to the knowledge and understanding that we do not regress back to those ways. We do not regress back to the tenets of the whole house. We press on for the high mark and the calling in Yahshua that we are expected to receive when we see Him. We press for the high calling and the mark of Yah. And that mark is Yahshua. That's what we press. We don't go pressing back. We don't go back to the ways of this harlot that has seduced us and has brought us into all these pagan ways of whorum and witchcraft, whereby we don't even have shalom. When witchcraft and whorum is the seed of your mind, you will never have shalom. If witchcraft and whorum is in you, you're not going to have shalom. There's no shalom to you at all. You're not going to have shalom at all. When that spirit of witchcraft is in you, and that spirit, because it brings about a foolishness. That's why Shaul says in the book of Galatia, chapter 3, verse 10, verse 1, he says, O foolish Galatia, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Well, it is the church that has bewitched us. It is this whole house that has bewitched you. And it taught you not to obey the Torah, did it not? Yes, it did. You ask the question, well, what about this Shabbat? Well, that doesn't mean that was for the, quote, Jews, unquote. This Torah, listen to me, brothers and sisters. This Torah was given to the 12 tribes of Israel. It was given to Benjamin, just like it was unto Zebulun, just like it was unto Naphtali, just like it was unto Issachar, just like it was unto Yehuda. Just like it was unto Dan, just like it was unto Gad. It was given unto the Hebrew people. It was not given unto just Yehuda. It was given unto Israel. It was given unto Israel. It was given unto Israel. This is meant for Israel. It's not just meant for Yehuda. It's meant for Israel. That's who it's meant for. It meant for Issachar just like it is for Zebulun. It meant for Zebulun just like it is for Yehuda. It meant for Yehuda just like it is for Dan. It meant for Dan just like it is for Gad. It's meant for the house of Israel. That's who the Torah was given unto. Hallelujah. And so with this whore, this spirit of whoredom, it causes you to forget and turn away from the Torah of Yah. Is not that what the church does? Don't ever identify the works of Yah as the church. You call it the assembly, the congregation. That's what the congregation is. It is the call out. It is the set of parts. Hallelujah. It's not the church. Only time I use that when I'm dealing with that out there. When it's dealing with the people of Yah, I don't use that. Hallelujah. Because we're not that. And so when this, O foolish Galatia, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth. There's only one entity today that turned people foolish, and that's the church. And it calls them not to obey the Torah. And the Torah is the truth of Yah. It tells them you don't have to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. It tells them you can have your own God. It tells them you can build your images, and they build these cathedrals, these whole houses, this opulent, what they call beauty. But it is a dismal abomination before Yah. And it is to draw the visual appeal. That's what it does. It draws this visual appeal. I looked at pictures other day of the 12 most magnificent structures of what they call churches, temples in the world. The Basilicas, St. Peter's Basilicas in Rome. And there's a St. Mark's Basilicas in France. And they also, of all of the architectural structures of those buildings, they threw in Ebenezer down here to lie to Martin Luther King. Well, it's not a fabulous structure. It's just an old simple building. Among these buildings that you could sit 20 of those Ebenezers in there. There's one in Vietnam. Where is that Vietnam? Phinh Hung somewhere. That thing looked like it was 5 block long. I'm not lying to you. And the magnificent structure, it was mind-boggling. The architectural design. And then in the midst of that, they had this little Ebenezer down here. Hallelujah. They didn't put one synagogue. One, they have some of those, the Muslims, mosques, the whole houses, they got structures that are out of this world.
in the architectural design. But they had all these whorehouses, these whorehouses we call the church. And they showed the beauty and the massive amount of money that are put in these things. It costs $100 million a year to run the basilicas of Rome. That's the budget just for that. $100 million a year. Every year. $100 million. That certainly could feed a whole lot of poor people, couldn't it? Sure it could. A whore doesn't care about no one. Rome doesn't care about no one. No more than the Baptist, the Pentecostal. They do things for publicity. But as far as caring, because you cannot have the Ahava of Yah without the power of His truth. That's why Yehu, He destroyed Yoram. That's why He killed them. Because they were full of whoredom and witchcraft. And there's only one well-favored whore. And that is what we call the church. And the Roman whorehouse is part of that. When that dog out of hell come to this well-favored whore in America, they will go from the Baptist faith, from the Methodist, from Islam, from Judaism. They will go and bow before that dog, the Pope. Do you all hear me? Hallelujah. I'm not a politician like the Barack Obamas or the Clintons. I am a man of Yah. I don't bear the sword in vain. There are those that are doing all they can to get a ticket, to have an audience with this little effeminate thing that will be coming here to this wicked nation. And the politicians are going to meet him. The Baptists, black men, white men, Jewish men, Mexican, they all are going to bow down before this dog out of hell. She's a well-favored whore, isn't she? There's no whore that is favored like the Catholic whorehouse. What she says, it causes ripple effects in the whole world. Hallelujah. The Pentecostals are going to go. And if old lying, doggish Jerry Falwell was alive, and that is not to mock the man's death. I don't mock death. He will be there just like the Pat Robinsons, just like the T.D. Jakes, all the dogs. If they get an invite, they're going. If they get an invite, these dogs of this Jezebel, this Isabel, this whore out of hell that seduced the people, they're all going. Every last one of them, the shoeless, the bitty hens, they all will go. And they will marvel at this thing. Oh, they will. Hallelujah. It is not of Yah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You cannot hold on to any of the tenets of the church. Period. We must hold on to the statutes and the Torah of Yah and the way we must walk in. She is bewitching the people that they cannot even obey the truth. This is truth. His mizvah is truth. Brothers and sisters, if this is that truth right there, come on, my brother. Is that truth, brothers and sisters, right there? All right, if that is the truth right there, then what about this to remember the Shabbat, to keep it going? Is that truth? Come on, brothers and sisters, that is truth. Is that truth? Honor your Ivat and your Ima. Is that truth right there? Well, what about that? You should not bring the name of your Abba to Shav in vain. For whoso doeth so, he should not be held unresponsible. That is the truth too, brothers and sisters. If that has a grave impact on a society, so does this as well. Everything he wrote has a grave impact on any society, brothers and sisters. You can't accept this and say this is appropriate and say this is not appropriate here. You shall have no gods before me. Come on, you can't do that. Everything that he wrote is appropriate. His statutes, they are not a no, brothers and sisters. The statutes of Yah. Come on, sister. What you told Dale and Sheena, that will last them throughout life. Don't do this. Do that. Carry yourself this way. Do that. Walk that way. That's what the statutes of Yah. You can't go out there and steal, son. You get caught, you go in the jail. Don't smoke dope. Don't drink. Don't do that. That he can pass that to his children. And his children to his children. And his children, children to their children. And his children, children, children to their children. Come on. We pass this on down. Yeah. Hallelujah. Professor Horn taught you young men that you pass it down to Syria. She passed it down to her young'uns. Come on. You think y'all taught us something just for one generation? That is crazy.
We pass this down from son to son to son to son, son, son. It goes down to every generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he said, you teach them how to walk. Teach them how to keep my statutes, my ordinance, my Torah. You teach them that. We must, and that whore, this whore, she bewitches us. That we don't keep the Torah of Yah. She bewitches our minds, and she has bewitched us. Whereby we would resent the Shabbat. Well, it's not that, it is that. It's just what Yah said, we were ignorant. And Yah just winked, he said, my, that doesn't mean he winked his eye like some dogs do, like that wicked thing in Walterboro, R.G. Stair used to do his eyes all the time. That doesn't mean he did that, it's just that Yah said, Yisrael has done many things that were against Yah. But he would always raise up an army to bring them back into the light of his truth. The man wrote me the other day from Atlanta, said that he's going to bring Yahweh's people of all colors together. Well, the people of Yahweh, they have only one color. They're washed and cleansed in the dam of Yeshua. He's not bringing no one together. I say, Yah will raise up a army that he's going to restore Yisrael, my friend. Hallelujah. When Yah, when he looks at Yisrael, he's looking at what is written on the table of their heart, their mind, their inward parts. And he's looking for the testimony of Yeshua. This damn trash they call itself the elect of Yah, they are not. It's the church. It is the church led by whoredom and witchcraft. That's what it's led by. It's not led by the statutes, the covenant of Yah that he made with the house of Yisrael. That is not Yisrael. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your sisters, your brother. That doesn't make any difference at all. One rejects the imat, the truth of Yahweh, then they're damned. I don't care who it is. The man put his hand to the plow, turned his back. He's not fit for the kingdom. They're sons and daughters of perdition. They're meant for hell. They're going to burn in hell. They're going to be destroyed whether you bow or not. I don't believe that. Esau was meant for hell. He loved Yaakov and he hated Esau. You have birthed the Esau's. You have birthed the Yaakov, but they're Esau's as well. He's not going to accept them. I don't care how much you cry. You save yourself. Let the Esau's go to hell. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to save him myself. Hallelujah. You're not concerned about Sister Robbie. She stand her place in the body. She will be saved. Because I'm the head. She will be saved. She walk in the way I command her to walk and show her how to walk what the word of Yah says. She walks submissively and obediently. She will be saved. If she will act like an Isabel or whore Jezebel and turn and try to turn my mind away from Yah to hell, she will be damned into hell. She will lose her soul. And I speak that frankly with all honesty. She will go to hell before I turn away from the truth of Yah. Let her go to hell. I will not allow her emotion any persuasive power to persuade me away from truth. That's not even a mind. How do you say that? Because did not Shaitan try to persuade Yeshua? Did he not show him all the kingdoms? Did he not say, I give you all this and honor? He showed him all, he gave him the naked women and all. The whole houses and all. He said, all will be yours. Just bow down. Just worship me. He said, you're a fool. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. We live by every word. Come on. Was there a renewed covenant when he said that? Was he talking from the Torah and the statutes and the ordinances of Yah? He was talking from the statutes, the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. And this whore today, she's well favored. Everyone loves her. They love her fathers, her priests. They love her reverends and all of those they love. Because the T.D. Jakes can have his own. He can raise up his own idol, T.J. Jakes ministry. You got Benny Hinn ministry. They don't have Jesus Christ ministry. They got Benny Hinn because Benny Hinn is the Jesus. He's the Jesus. Come on, my brothers and sisters. T.D. Jakes is the Jesus. He is the Christo. You got Robert Shuler ministry. He is the Jesus. You got that Grin Endeavor down there in Houston, Texas. Osteen ministry. They named him out of him. Yah says, in my house, my name shall resonate from my house. Not a damn name like T.D. Jakes or Benny Hinn or Osteen. They're dogs from hell. It's his name that should resonate out of his house. Hallelujah. Not David Roberts, but the name of Yah. Yeshua. David Roberts has no value at all. There's only one name whereby you can be saved, and that's the name of Yeshua. There's no other name given under Hashemiah whereby you can be saved. But in that name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This nation is a nation of well-favored mistress. Foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. For whose eyes Yahshua HaMashiach was evidently set forth in apparel among you. Has Yahshua been set forth among your eyes? He has in my eyes.
I see him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because my sins have no power to burden me down. They went pale on that stake when he was in pale. This thing we call the church turned you away from Yah. And the Torah turned you to Yah. The Torah of life bring you before Yahweh. That's what Yahshua did. Think not I've come to destroy the Nabi, the prophets of the Torah. I came to fulfill it. Now one jot, one tittle will be taken from this. All hell, heaven and earth will be removed before one jot, one tittle be removed from the Torah of the prophets what they prophesied. And this whore today calls herself the church. She's the world favorite Jezebel. She has destroyed much. She is the house of whoredom and witchcraft. And you will know when there's a witchcraft spirit because it doesn't turn you to Torah truth. Anytime, I don't care who the man is, when they began to teach, if they do not speak by the Torah and the light of Yahshua, the testimony of Yahshua, they have no truth in them, no light in them at all. I don't care if it's Reverend Jim Big Daddy Bone or Reverend Sue Bell, Bishop Sue Bell Smith. They're making women that today. Bishops. Jezebels. They're not bishops. Place of a daughter to Zion. The scripture is clear on that. Teach the young women how to guide their homes and lead their homes. Teach them how to love their husband. Come on, some of your daughters don't know what it is. They don't know what it is to love a husband. They don't know how to. You're too ignorant for someone to teach you that. Teach them how to love their husband. Teach them how to be chaste and beautiful. Teach them how to honor their husband. Hallelujah. That's what they're for. And the man is set there to chastise the young man because his spirit rise up. Come on, what you, these young boys tell them, I'm not doing anything you said. No fear today. At least in our days, there was some fear. You said that you knew you were getting knocked out. There was some old drunken uncle. You said that he would break your back. These days, it's not so. They will kill the uncle. Hallelujah. May Shalom rest upon us. I'm going to stop here. There's much more, but I'm going to stop. May it cause our delight in Yahshua today. May he give us shalom and rest today. I have rest in Yahshua. Hallelujah. I didn't preach that the way I wanted to, but that's all right. It came out. It's enough. We need to know the truth. Don't be a part of the days. Don't go out eating their pagan restaurants and their pagan food that they're going to set out tomorrow colored like their St. Patrick Day that they colored everything green. That's wicked. That's not Yah. Go in there and they got ham and eggs. These restaurants are going to be feel like dogs tomorrow, like dogs at a trough. And if you go in one, you're a dog, just like the dogs that go to the trough. I'm telling you that. It's not Yah. That is right, my deacon. Going there with these dogs, eating like dogs. I ain't going in these damn whole houses. They're wicked houses. They poison you. They kill you. That's what they do. I'm telling you. The world loves nobody, brothers and sisters. For the love of money, are they all out there to just make money? Are they there to make money? The love of money is the root of all evil. Don't you know if it's the root of evil that's there? Don't you understand what they're doing, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Love of money is the root of all evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yah help us all today, you that are listening. May he bless you. May he strengthen you. We do want to bless you all for your wonderful gifts and your great offerings that you have sent. I told you, for all we don't take, from the smallest to the greatest, they're all great. And we bless you for your gifts, your wonderful giving that has come on this week, your faithfulness in your giving. There are those that are very faithful in their giving and their writing to help the works here. So we bless you for that. And we use them too, my brothers and sisters. We use them for the works. Hallelujah. So if you ever come and visit, the orphans have been used for that. Hallelujah. Or we may use some to buy some wood around here because we need to. Hallelujah. We may use some to send somewhere. We do that. But they're used for the kingdom work. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen us all. Let's have a great Shabbat as we look forward to the feast days that are ahead. I do. For the great time that is ahead. May he strengthen us all that we rejoice in his tov, his wonderful works in Yahshua. We walk kindly with each other and help each other. That's what we're here to do. We're supposed to help each other. I don't care what it is, brothers and sisters. Let us not be so easily offended. This is a generation that's very easily offended. You say something, they get so offended because they're very weak. Hallelujah. Anything what a strong person does, I don't care what it is, they take it and they build They use it and they go from there. Hallelujah. I don't care what happens to me from that. I utilize that. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It can be utilized. Everything. So we must do that. Let's help each other. And I walk before Yah. We may be strengthened. Maybe blessing each other. Help each other. We can do that. Help each other in all aspects. In everything we do, we help each other. We're sisters helping each other. You all walk. You all help each other. Come on. That's how you do it. You help each other. They struggle with things. Some do things better. But you still help each other. You understand that? Hallelujah. Barak, all you that are listening, may this song enlighten your day and bless your life today. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah. Thank you.
Do search us, Almighty God, in Yahshua the Lamb. We may do all things to please you. And pray you give us strength all today as you guide us through the Shabbat. You strengthen us all here. Those that are listening, our friends, our supporters. We brought you for our enemies. Pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for Israel scattered abroad. Bless us all in Yahshua's mighty name. And we told on you for this day, the Shabbat. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.